Hello and welcome to Virago Voices podcast. Today we are hosting our first ever episode of Virago Health. This podcast is all about women's empowerment, and Virago Health is a means of empowering women to take control of their own health by providing them with the knowledge they require to do so. If you're just joining us for this podcast, I will quickly introduce myself. My name is Victoria and I'm a junior doctor in the south of England. However, as you can tell by my accent, I'm originally from Northern Ireland. I'm a massive feminist and I started doing this podcast to promote the strength and sisterhood that lies within all women. However, the more I reflected, the more I thought about what I was actually passionate about. My main passion is women's health. And I think that this can be a really powerful vehicle for women's empowerment. If we can recognise and harness our own unique health issues, the ways that our bodies differ from men's, it can help us to be more empowered and to become the goddesses or the viragos that we all are. So I decided to speak on my Instagram a little bit about women's health and what women would like to hear about. And the topic came up frequently was contraception. Over the next 5 weeks, I will be exploring what seems like a minefield of options for women. I will attempt to demystify the options and make them simpler in order to empower you as a listener to make more informed choices about your contraceptive needs, but also to feel empowered to have these discussions with your healthcare professional. I've outlined the programme for the next 5 weeks on the Instagram account, which is at Virago Voices, so go and check it out. So let's get started then. First off, I thought it was important to define contraception and give you a little overview of it. Contraception is the use of artificial methods to prevent pregnancy. So many people use contraceptives for multiple other reasons other than preventing pregnancy, and that's great. But I will be talking through the options of from a prevention of pregnancy perspective, and we'll also throw in some additional information as it comes up. I'd like to stress that there are many reasons why people take contraception, so it's good to talk through the reasons that you may be seeking it with a healthcare professional. Firstly, I think we should talk about the anatomy of conception or making a baby. So the female reproductive system consists of a vagina, cervix, a womb, two fallopian tubes, and two ovaries. Firstly, do not feel overwhelmed or worried if you don't know what these are. I'm going to explain them. But also at this point, I'd like to note that the presence or absence of any of the parts I've just listed does not define being a woman. They are simply female sex organs and do not have a bearing on a person's gender. Gender is a personal definition and feeling. So next I'm going to just talk about the parts I just mentioned. The vagina, which is the hole that sits between your legs, is essentially a long, thick tube which connects the outside world to your womb. Before you can reach the womb, you have the cervix, which is like a door that stops unwanted things from entering the womb and stops things like babies from leaving the womb too early. The womb, or the uterus, is the comfy bed that your body makes for a potential baby every month. Coming off either side of the womb are two arms called the fallopian tubes, and they grab eggs, which are made in the ovaries, and carry the eggs to the womb to meet a friendly sperm and create a fetus. The fetus, which is a fertilised egg, then climbs into the bed that the womb has created and grows for 9 months. However, when you don't get a fetus, i.e. an egg doesn't get fertilised by a sperm, at the end of the cycle, normally 28 days, the bedding, which is the lining that the womb creates, gets thrown out the door, i.e. the cervix, just as you would if you'd made a comfy bed for someone and they didn't turn up. This is called menstruation. The first day of your period is noted as day zero in your cycle. And I'll cover menstrual cycles later in Virago Health because I also think that they are very important to talk about. Next, I'm going to speak about the three ways that contraception can work. Firstly, so number one, they can lock the door of the cervix. So as we talked about, the cervix was a door between the vagina and the womb. The contraception can cause the door to become locked, and therefore the sperm can't enter. They do this by making a thick mucus around the area, so the sperm gets essentially stuck in the mucus and can't get into the womb to meet the egg and create the fetus. Secondly, some contraceptive methods can work by stopping the womb from making its comfy bed. Therefore, the fetus, so the egg, becomes fertilized by the sperm and becomes a fetus, but then can't jump into its comfy bed, so just gets expelled. Thirdly, some contraceptives can stop the ovaries from making eggs. Therefore, there's nothing for the fallopian tubes to grab and take to the sperm. So the sperm just die dramatically in the womb. So those are the three main ways that contraceptive work. And they can work through all three methods or maybe just one method. And we'll talk through the different ways that contraceptive works as we go along. Next, we can divide contraceptives into different ways of acting. So you can have hormonal and non-hormonal forms of contraception, and you can also have long-acting and short-acting forms of contraception. I like long-acting and short-acting, but we'll talk through that in later episodes as well. So from what I've just said, long-acting, short-acting, we can actually further classify by long-acting, short-acting, and permanent. So I'm not going to speak too much about permanent methods of contraception, but there are things like tying your tubes or getting the SNP for boys that you may have heard about. And these require a good chat with your GP as they are irreversible. Long-acting methods are things like coils, implants, injections, and short-acting are things like pills, patches, condoms, and diaphragms. So that's kind of this session finished. I'm just going to add that when considering contraceptive choices, you should always have a conversation with a healthcare professional, for the sole benefit of this podcast is simply to empower you with the knowledge to have these conversations. I'm not your GP or your doctor. I just want to give you the knowledge that you need to then empower you to have conversations or even just to think about contraceptive choices. Some things that you may want to consider when having these conversations are the side effects of the contraceptive option, your future fertility plans, if you have any, and any other medical problems which you may have that may interact with the medication that you may want as a contraceptive, but also the non-contraceptive benefits of some of the methods, which I will explore in some further episodes and highlight to you. In the following few weeks, I will be talking through lots of different methods of contraceptive. If you do have any questions about anything that this episode or future episodes cover, please DM the Instagram at Virago Voices or tag us in your stories. I will endeavour to answer all your questions from this episode in our next episode, which is about coils. If you've liked this episode, please let me know and share it with your friends and subscribe to Virago Voices on Spotify or Apple Music. Thank you for listening.